soba. I kao što ste već navikli, naravno u ovo vreme, petkom, imate priliku da sa mnom ugustite nekog u našoj dnevnoj sobi O Radija. Petak je pravo vreme za to. Ovog puta svi oni koji ne razumeju engleski mogu odmah da, da se posavetuju ili da upišu neke časove engleskog, ne bili shvatili o čemu mi pričamo, jer naredni razgovor će biti na engleskom kompletno. Sa nama će biti čovek koji nam je stigao iz Poljske, tu je već neko vreme i u okviru jednog interesantnog projekta koji se zove Plants, došao je da ovde na residency program koji traje nekih mesec dana, a nakon toga će se, nadam se, vratiti i kada Novi Sad bude Evropska prestonica kulture, odnosno 2021. godine, ne bi li završio taj projekat. Dakle, krećemo na engleskom. So, Mr. Piotr, welcome to our studio, welcome to Youth Radio, and I will like to introduce you to our audience. You are from Poland, jazz musician, and you are here on Project Plants, residency program for about a month. So what brings you in Novi Sad?
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Dobri dan.
Dobar dan.
Dobri dan.
Dobar dan.
And yes, I'm a musician. I came here with cooperation with ERVRO, so organization which is comparable to the United European Music, European Capital of Culture from Novi Sad 2021. So yes, Wrocław was also capital of the culture like few years ago, so we had some kind of experience, and so I was sent by ERVRO, organization from Wrocław, to spend some time here and make some connections, to share my knowledge about activities, about work in culture, and to create something interesting, and I think we could say for sure we can. I came here to build the bridge between two capitals of culture, and bridge between.
Between Wrocław and
Novi Sad.
Novi Sad. Okay. How many days will be here in Novi Sad? And according to my information, this is only the beginning of the project. You will start as a pilot project for now, and you will be back at 2021, and finish the project in 2021.
Yes, I hope so too. We haven't talked about this precisely and in details, but yes, this is the idea to all the activities and all the connections or ideas or projects what we started here. Run like in the future. So I think this is the one of the most important thing. If we create some base, if we create some connections to develop this and make this thing happen in the future. So it's I think the most important idea.
Okay, how do you satisfy from the beginning of this project, and you are here only for next 3 days or 4 days?
Yes, he's here until 16th of January.
Okay. Are you satisfied with the work and the progress in Novi Sad?
Yes, I'm very satisfied, and I met really amazing people here, which are very open, and they are ready to connect and to make something interesting. So I think everything is going in good direction. We are working almost perfectly.
I'm glad to hear that.
And yeah, I feel good energy here. It's very important to say that about energy here and people, that I'm really surprised about sometimes good connection, like because we speak, of course, English. Sometimes we are trying to speak international Slavic. It's also nice, and okay. But because I really like to listen also that kind of characteristic Slavic things, and I think it's really nice that we are trying to build something on the east part of the Europe. Yeah? So. And Poland and Serbia, I think we have a lot of things we can share and try to learn each other from our history about how to organize ourselves.
Startup background.
Yeah, startup background.
How to organize and how not to organize.
Not to organize.
Okay, yeah. Okay, that's similar. Okay, we talked about the project, but I would like to hear something about your music and you are a trumpet player and basically jazz, but it's more like many parts of music. Could you tell us something about your previous work?
Mm-hmm. So generally I could say about me that I'm just a musician. This is the most important thing, because I grew up as a classical musician through jazz music, as you said, and then I went into different styles of direction of contemporary music, modern music. I'm trying to connect also art with music, so I play like in this interdisciplinary projects, and I'm also a creator, educator, and work as a like project manager, or sometimes even a guy who is responsible of the idea. So there are many things. So I record CDs, I record albums, I'm creating now my new label. I work for the big festivals as a curator. Sometimes I work as an educator. I was also artistic director in Zanzibar. So I compose music for education segment. So many things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is what I'm doing. So I do with music a lot of things which is necessary. And when I see some needs, I just react of it. Mm-hmm. This is my.
I heard something about you. I heard that you like the connection between music and architecture or buildings. So could you tell us something and describe your work in that field?
Yes, I'm trying to develop my idea, which is one of the most important inspiration in my life. So music in architecture, how architecture could inspire composers and musicians, because all what we do as a musicians is playing in some spaces like have a specific reverbs, delays, has a specific atmosphere, and they could build you your idea and construction of the piece, of the form. So this is very important. So I could say that the composition is like architecture by in the time. Yeah, so this is like space and time, so that's why it's so interesting, because it's like acting in space and time together. Mm-hmm. So I had an experience in Melting Pot when I was a curator. Melting Pot was a platform in Jazztopad Festival in Wrocław, International Jazz Festival. I was connecting people from different part of art with music, and we are searching interesting places like old tram parking or industrial area or like unusual places, for example the hall of the big office or not only in the like concert rooms, but spaces which are
abandoned.
Yeah. So this is my work. I also work in Mutual Este Group, so we are mapping old buildings which are forgotten. For example, old industry, old factory, old buildings. We are mapping precisely the sound and also the specific of the building, specification of the building. Of the buildings and the function, which is already forgotten. So this is like mapping of the architecture, like from the musician's perspective, and many, many different work which is close to these ideas.
That's very interesting and unusual. But did you see some buildings in Novi Sad that might be in your
We will focus on Spence, of course.
Okay, of course.
So still working, and we are. I'm very happy that I think you are very happy too that it's still running. So like monumental symbol of Soviet modernism, it's a specific thing. And so because this building is so spectacular, so amazing, we like to show the building and like urbanistic environments and put the performance there with dancers. So it will be like, it belongs to the subject what we are talking about. So music in architecture, but we also add movements in architecture. Mm-hmm. So movements and music in architecture. And we put dancers to the spans and we create performance dance, but actually it will be not so official. So it will be some half official situations because this is a part of the idea to make art, action, dance, performance. So the idea is to absorb a bit reality. So for example, this is art action and we just cut the reality. So we go in and trying to communicate with the city during the normal day. So some people will see suddenly actors,
something
dancers,
happening.
Something happening
in the middle of Spence.
So this is a happening, yes.
Okay.
And they will see music, and we will document it. So it will be connection between dance and architecture
And music, of course.
And music, of course.
Did you find some people in Novi Sad that you might work with in the future?
Yes, I see potential, and with. I think most of the people what I met and we play together, I think we are talking about connections and working together. Like, because my first performance was with two circus artists in Sfilara. I think the show was really nice and we did good job what we expected. So I think we'll do something together. With dance group, we'll see. I think we had only one rehearsal, but they are very open and very active and very sensual. So I think it's gonna happen something between us. So
could you mention them? So we are talking about Plesno Druženje Group.
Yeah.
Dance Association.
Dance Association Group. And we had a really good talk with architecture group Dance. And I think we have very similar focus on architecture and how to interpretate architectonics environments and buildings. So I think we'll stay in touch and we'll exchange our work, our links, and we're trying to set something for the future.
Just a few words in Serbian. Imali smo naravno priliku da sad slušamo jedan deo razgovora. Nastavit ćemo naravno ovaj zanimljivi razgovor, ali samo da kažem da su osobe koje su pomenute malo pre u razgovoru, Vesna Pašćanović recimo iz udruženja Groove bila nedavno gošća ovde, a također i Miljana Zeković koja je također iz Dansa, odnosno Efemera kolektiv. If we compare Novi Sad and Wroclaw, what is the main differences or main main similarity?
Wroclaw is a bit bigger city. It's like maybe twice or three times bigger. So this is the first difference. What I could say about work, I could say that it's similar, like connection between people and I think kind of expression. It's, I can say that people are expecting from European
Capital of Culture.
capital of culture, like the same, we have the same expectations. So we are very seriously, and we like to cross some border, like a European border, and show what is the best in our part of the country. So I think we have the same, like similar expectations, mm-hmm. and yeah, I think I didn't see and I didn't saw the most of the people what they work. I see the office and I'm concentrated on my few projects, but I see that you're in the same point, like you are like the very strong and trying to do the best. Like I could say that this is the most important thing what I see between the Wrocław and here, that you're very concentrated to really like pass the exam, yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is, I think Wrocław was also very concentrated and very like ready to do this.
Mm-hmm. Okay, your connection with other artists are also very interesting, and your activism. So, what is your next move and plan for some new projects in the future?
I'm going now to Austria after Serbia, to Vienna. So this is my next artistic residency. So I will there have some concerts and connections like here. But my main project this year is to create my own label, which is very specific label, which gives people opportunity to do something unusual. It will be not about only concerts, but spending time together, and it will be label about how to connect more people with the musicians and the music. Not the label will be about not to give the product to sell, but to give themselves and to connect with the people in one point. So, for example, people who come for the concert will be like the part of the production of the music. So this is the new idea. My label will call LAS, LAS, so LAS Forest. Like, probably you have this word also in Serbian, LAS?
No. Shuma, it's in Serbian. Shuma. So literally Shuma. Translated okay. From Poland, it's Shuma, LAS.
Shuma, okay. Shuma. Okay. So our forest in Polish, like Shuma is like, because the trees are making a noise, uh-huh. So Shumio. So in Polish it's like szumieć, szumilas. Okay, so this is the second work what I will do in New Year is connected with LAS. So I will make big trip. This is a big project. I will take big road from border with Ukraine to the Spain, to Santiago de Compostela. This is Saint Jacob, Saint James Road. So I'll be going by as a pilgrim with trumpet, playing concerts every day. Mm-hmm. So I play 100 concerts.
Wow.
So I will pass 3,600 kilometers by feet with trumpet.
I saw some movie about that, so no, but that's great. That's great.
Yeah, but I will be going from border from Ukraine, so it's 5 months walking. Mm-hmm. So now I'm preparing this is the part of the Minister of Culture stipendium, so because I wrote it down, because this is like a half sign project. It's like because I will describe the specific of acoustics in the churches, in the temples and places, religion places, via music. So it will be like from the musician perspective describing the acoustic, yeah? So this is the part of the Ministry of Culture project. So it's big project, and it also is connected with LA's, because I would like to release some of the concerts.
Okay, Piotr, thank you very much for your time and for this interview, for the end of this conversation. I would like to invite people on your next gig.
Which will be the Absolute Club.
Absolute Club.
On Sunday, 13 January, for the Serbian New Year's Eve.
And the next concert is day after. synagogue.
Yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. In the synagogue, yes, at 7 o'clock p.m.
At 7.
Okay, okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Do widzenia.
Do widzenia.
Do widzenia. Do widzenia.